This is Michigan Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture. We're still talking about planting and maybe a little bit of progress. Finally, getting some sunshine, some blue skies, and maybe some distance in between some of these rain events, allowing us to get out in the fields and get some things done. Chris Bauer is here, pioneer agronomist. And Chris, let's talk about some of this progress. How do things look in your neck of the woods?
Oh, yeah. I think overall we've made some really good progress in most of the area. I mean, there's some areas probably, you know, getting closer to 75-80%. And then there's other areas that are still, there is some pockets that are probably still below 50%, but I think they can give a good push here hopefully this week yet. So, yeah, it's still kind of regionalized who's getting the rains because the rains are still kind of spotty. But overall, we've made some good progress.
What types of things are we seeing at this point? Are we getting some good emergence out there? I know that we talk a lot about uniform emergence. Are we seeing it as folks go out there and take their stand counts? Because we've been looking for these good pockets to get out there and plant so that we get that good emergence.
Yeah, I think overall, I mean, corn stands have been looking pretty good. There's been, you know, really not a ton of issues yet on corn that I've seen. But soybeans, there has been some issues with some that got pounded in by rains. Maybe there's been a little crusting issues and some seed corn maggot issues on beans. But other than that, I mean, there has been some white grubs on some soybeans. So soybeans, biggest thing is some insects and crusting. And the corn overall has been looking pretty good, though.
We tend to spend a lot of time talking about corn and soybean planting because this is the time. But we do also need to keep an eye on wheat this time of year, Chris. What updates can you provide us there?
Yeah, I think one thing that's been popping up is stripe rust in wheat has started to show up in a lot of counties across the state. And this disease, it can develop pretty quickly. And so basically make sure you're out scouting your fields to be aware of any disease pressure. You know, for the stripe rust, the symptoms, they'll first appear as like small chlorotic lesions on the leaves, and then they'll turn into like yellow to light orange pustules that'll eventually emerge in these lesions. So I think a lot of the wheat across the state, I mean, some have flag leaves, some's headed out, some's flowering. So if the crop, if you're pretty close to flowering, a fungicide applied at flowering to reduce the risk of head scab, and Don will also do a good job at providing protection of the flag leaves. So if you've got some of that disease pressure, you know, maybe it's powder mildew or stripe rust, and you can hold off to flowering. I know some guys are already sprayed for flowering, but there's others that are still approaching that. So, you know, that optimum timing for head scab application, it's right around beginning of flowering or within about 7 days after flowering. So if you can hit that window, that's kind of the sweet spot. And you want to aim for about 50%. You're not going to get it perfect, so you want to aim for like 50% of the heads throughout the field. Flowering is kind of a good time to aim for there. So, yeah, just basically if you haven't looked at your wheat, get out there and assess it. Make sure there's no big issues out there. And you know, as of today, the risk of head scab, looking at the Fusarium risk tool, there's an online tool you can look at. It's www.wheatscab.psu.edu. And that gives us it's a pretty good predictor tool. And right now it's saying the prediction's low for head scab, but that could change based on the weather. Head scab is driven by warm, humid, wet conditions. So, you know, we've been getting some of these pop-up showers and some of this humidity. So if we continue to get, you know, those kind of conditions, we can be at risk of that. So just be aware of that and keep an eye on it.
Any particular product that you recommend at this point?
Yeah, for head scab, the products, any triazole product like a Prosaro, Corumba, Miravisace, those will all do a good job against head scab. So, you know, make sure you're using the correct products because some of the strobilurin fungicides can actually increase the DON levels. So, really want to just stick to the triazoles if you can.
What else do we need to discuss at this point here, Chris? You are the final pioneer agronomist that I get to speak with here on the radio. Not that you go into hibernation or anything and folks, you know, don't get to speak with pioneer agronomists anymore. They do get to still, you know, find you, get in touch with you guys, pioneer.com/findmyrep. But here on the radio, you're the final one I get to chat with. What else What other information do you need to get out to folks here?
Yeah, I think at this point, as soybeans are coming up, as corn's coming up, just really keep an eye on that early development. You know, for corn, as we're getting into that stage, that, you know, that V3 stage, you know, a lot of corn's getting V3, V4. That's kind of that transition phase where it's going to start, you know, driving its energy and nutrition, you know, off the seed kernel reserves. It's going to start transitioning that over to the nodal root. So you may start seeing corn look a little funky, you know, striping, maybe yellowing. And it could just be in that transition phase where it's going from its, you know, seed reserves over to its root system to start pulling in water and nutrients. So just keep an eye on that. Be aware of that. So give it time. If stuff does look weird, give it a little time. But if not, maybe get out there, dig some plants, look for any issues with the roots. Maybe the radical root's gone, or there's some issues with the root system. Is there compaction? You know, just start looking for any issues out there that could be causing any, you know, whether it be insect feeding, fertilizer burn, compaction. Biggest thing is just keep an eye on that, especially in this phase where we're this early growth. You can really start to see things here as stuff's coming along.